Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Lamed Vav. We're starting about the seventh line with the words Amar Rabbi Yoina and Advanced Source Daf San Chaf Alpha Amud Aleph about halfway through. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marz Merim Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, the previous Gemara ended off with certain people are supposed to be praised, so we continue with that theme. Amar Rabbi Yoina says, "Ksev the pasuk tells us Lachina Chalik Loi Barabim. Therefore, I'll apportion to him among the many Vesatzumim Michalik Shalol, and the great ones will divide the spoils." Zer Rabbi Kiva. This refers to Rabbi Kiva. Shehiskin Medrash Halachas Vagadais. He was on the Metakein. He established Medrash Halachas and Agadais in order to clarify the Torah and make it easier to comprehend and to retain. And Rebbe built Mishnayis, he was able to write Mishnayis based off of that. Now, V'yashem Rusam say, Elo Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, it was Anshe Knesset HaGdoila who were Metakin Medrash Halachas and Agadais. So, Elama Hiskin Zeh, what was Rebbe Kiva Mesakin according to this? Klalanu Pratin, generalizations, specifications, is one of the Shlosha Seh Dvarim, Shatar and Jesus Behen from the breast of Rebbe Shmuel. And we find often throughout Gemara that it says, Klal Amar Rebbe Kiva. So we see that Rebbe Kiva is the one of Kalam and Pratin. Now we continue with this. Ravo says, "Ksiv it says in the pasuk, O mishpacha soifrim yoshve yavetz, and a family of soifrim, which literally means scribes, who are yoshve yavetz, and yavetz is referring to Asniel ben Kenaz, who is one of the shayftim." And the question is, "Matam olim or soifrim? What's the pasuk emphasizing by telling us that they were soifrim?" Now we understand the word different, not that they were soifrim as in scribes, rather ela sha'asu es ha'Torah sefurois sefurois. They made the Torah into numbers and simanim and lists and organized it further in order to help people retain their learning. For example, it says, "Chamisha lo yisrael." Five people aren't allowed to take off truma. Chamisha dvarim chayim b'challah. There are five different types of grain that are chayim b'challah. Chamisha say nashim paiches sar sein. This is the first mishnah maseches yevamos. 15 women pater their co-wives from needing gibum or chalitza. Shloshim sheish krisis b'tayra. There's 36 krisis in the tayra. Shlosh aser davar b'nivla soifatar. There's 13 classifications or things by nevela of a kosher bird. Arba avos nizikin. Four categories of nizikin. Aves melachas arba mchaser achas. Melachas on Shabbos are 40 minus 1. As we see, they organize it into sfurois, into lists or numbers. And taking this a step further, Amar Vachar says, Ksiv the pasuk says, La Ezra HaKoyin HaSoifer, Ezra HaKoyin, the Soifer, is referring to the famous Ezra HaSoifer who led the Yidden at the beginning of the second base of Mikdash, and the pasuk right afterwards says, Soifer Divrei Mitzvah Hashem, that he was the Soifer of the Mitzvah Divrei Hashem. So the question is, Matam Lemer Soifer, why does I have to say the word Soifer again if we're understanding it to mean scribe, so it's repetitive, La Ezra HaKoyin HaSoifer, Soifer Mitzvah Hashem. Of course he was Soifer Mitzvah Hashem, of course he wrote them down. What's the pasuk teaching us? I'll rather teaching us, Kashem Shoya Soifer B'Divrei Torah, the same way he would count Divrei Torah. This is referring to Tara Shebichsav. We know that he made sure to have a proper Torah written with all the proper words and everything as it's supposed to be. Kacha Yosef from Divrei Chachamim, he did the same exact thing to the words of the Chachamim, meaning to Tara Shebal Peh. And now we have a very humbling statement regarding our Limud HaTorah. Rav Chaga says, B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Harishonim, the earlier ones, Charshu they plowed, Vizaru when they planted, Nichshu they weeded, Kischu they trimmed, Idru they hoed, Kitsru they harvested, Imru they gathered, Dashu they threshed, Lamed Vavon Beis on top, Zaru they winnowed, Baru they selected, Tachnu they ground, Herkidu they sifted, Lashu they kneaded, Kitfu they formed, Va'afu and they baked, which means they put so much work and energy and effort into clarifying the Torah and making it so easy for us to learn and retain. And nonetheless, Va'anu ein lanu pe'loichal, we don't have a mouth to eat. Even though they baked the bread for us and they did everything necessary, we still are not able to eat it. That's our lowly level of lack of understanding in Torah. Another way to bring this out, the Gemara tells us of Abba Bar Zmina says, B'Shem Rav Zaira, in Havun Kadmai Malachin, if the earlier ones were considered like Malachim, like angels, Anan B'nai Inish, we're just regular people. V'in Havun B'nai Inish, if they were considered like regular people, Anan Chamarin, then we're like donkeys. And Amar Rav Mana adds on that by He Shaita at that time, this referring to a story where Rav Yirmiya sent a whole basket of figs to Reb Ze'era. Reb Ze'era thought they were fine to eat, so he ate them, and it turned out they were demai, that is a suffix whether or not Meister was taken off of them. And at that point in time, Amar, they said, Afil Chamarte Rav Pinchas Ben Yair Leid Minan, we're not even like the donkey Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. What happened with this donkey? So Chamarte Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, Ganaftal Estoy Belaila. The donkey Rav Pinchas Ben Yair was hijacked by robbers at night. They kidnapped Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey, and of this Tamir Gabayim Tlasu Yaimin, it was hidden with them in their cave for 3 days, V'loy Tama Klum, and it didn't eat anything, because none of the food had mice taken off of it. Basar Tlasu Yaimin, after 3 days, Imalchun Mechazarto, they decided they're going to give it back. Amrin, they said, Abkunim and Hacha, let's take it out of here, let's take it out of the cave, V'loy Tames Gabayim, they're going to die here and smell up the cave. So Abkuna, they took it out, Azlas V'kamas La Altar Demara, it went and it stood in front of the gate of its master, it walked back home to where it knew was home, that was Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's house, and Sharis Menaka, it started braying, it was making a lot of noise, please let me in. So Amar Loin, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair told everyone, Paschon Lada Alivta, please open up for that Alivta, which basically means that Miskena, that Nebuch, open up for her. The Isla Tlas Yoimin has been 3 days, Loi Tal Malkom, she hasn't eaten anything. So Paschon Lada, they opened up for her, Va'alasla, and she came in. Amar Loin, so he told them, Yavula Techol, go give her something to eat. So Yavin Koimasarin, they put barley in front of her, Vloi Bas Mechel, she didn't want to eat. Amar Loin, so they told him, Rebbe, Loi Bas Mechel, she doesn't want to eat. Amar Loin, so he told them, Metaknin Inun, is it Metukin? So Amar Loin, they told him in, yes. They thought Rabbi Chisbanyar was asking them, is it good barley? Is it good quality? Does it have other things mixed up in it? Is it tasty to eat? So that's why they said, yeah, everything's fine. So Amalayan, he asked them, Varimiso and Damayon, did you take off the Damai? Meaning, did you make sure it's not Damai? If it came from an Amaretz, maybe it didn't have Meister taken off of it. So did you make sure to take off Meister Misafik? Amalayan, so they told him, like in Alfan Rebbe, didn't you teach us? Halakech Lazarul Behema, if a person buys seed for planting or just to feed his animal, or Kamach L'Oirais, he bought flour just to tan his hides in it, or Shemen Laner, he bought oil to lighten his lamp, Veshem Lasach Vesa Kalim, or oil to anoint Kalim with, Patam and Adamai. So it's Patam from Demai. And since this is for the donkey, we don't have to make sure there's no problem of Demai here. So Amrulain, he told them, Ma Navid La Da Lifta, what are we supposed to do for this Meskena? Di Machamra Al Garmo Sagin, she's very Machmer on herself. And what happened? Varimun Damion, Vachlas, they took off the Demai and she ate. And so we see from here that even the donkey, or Pinchas Benyar, was protected from eating Demai and were not even on that level. And we want to explain the mission we had said, Psachya al Kinim, that Psachya, whom the Mishnah itself had said was referring to Mordechai, he was in charge of the Kinim, which are the bird pairs that a Zava or Yoledes have to bring. So the Gemara tells us, Baru e ma gadol hu kaycha shel oiso ish, come and see how great was the kaycha of this man. Shu paisach dvar v'darshan, he would open up things and darshan them. This is a slightly added step onto the Mishnah, because the Mishnah explained why is he called Psachya, because he was paisach dvar v'darshan. Over here, the Gemara is praising him. He's such a great man that there are so many complicated things. According to some of Farshim, this refers to Kinim itself, with such complicated halachas, very difficult to know and understand, and he was able to be paisach these dvarim and darshan them, and that's one of these things that makes him great. Now, another thing the Mishnah said about him was, V'yadeh b'shevim lashon, he knows 70 languages. Now we talk about this. Tani was taught in a braisa, Sanhedrin sheyesh b'shnayim sheyodin l'daber, the Sanhedrin has two dayanim that know how to speak all 70 languages, v'kulon ru'uyin l'shmaya, everyone else in the Sanhedrin is able to hear, meaning they understand 70 languages even though they don't speak them. Harizu ru'uyin l'Sanhedrin, this is fitting to be a Sanhedrin. Not the best, it's okay, it's passable, that's the bare minimum, but it's a fine Sanhedrin. Shloisha, harizu beinanis, if three of the dayanim know how to speak all 70 languages, so that's average. Arba, harizu chachma, if there's four dayanim that know how to speak all 70 languages, then that's considered a wise bezdin. And ubiyavna, when the Sanhedrin was in Yavna, hayuba arba, there was four dayanim that knew how to speak all 70 languages. Lamed zayin amud alef on the top, who were they? Ben Azai, uben Zoyma, ben Chachinoi, and Reb Elazar ben Masya. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Pesachia. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.